Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 26th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mission IR News breaks: Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ, positioned in North America's critical minerals future. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American as TMQ and on the TSX as TMQ, is making strides in North America's critical minerals future. The company, in a joint venture with South32, controls the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska's Ambler Mining District, known for its rich copper resources. With global demand for critical minerals on the rise, Trilogy Metals is well positioned to meet the need for copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver. The company's focus on high-grade resources in stable jurisdictions aligns with the growing importance of securing future supply chains. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., NYSE Inc. M., still looking to grow, files 400 Mahler base shelf prospectus. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, has filed a base shelf prospectus with Canadian regulators and a corresponding registration statement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The filings qualify Silvercorp to raise up to $400 million in securities over 25 months, providing flexibility depending on market conditions. The company's profitable operations in China and projects in Ecuador have led to rising revenue and cash flow, setting a strong foundation for strategic growth. Silvercorp's renewed prospectus demonstrates its readiness for potential acquisitions to further drive growth and diversification.
Mining news breaks: ESEEAU, ESAUF reports construction progress at Montabun project. ES Gold Corp. announced construction progress at its Montabun gold-silver project in Quebec is on track, with building completion expected by mid-Q4 2025. The company is fully funded to complete Montabun and advance preparatory work in Colombia. CEO Gordon Robb stated that ES Gold is positioned to generate near-term cash flow while pursuing long-term growth opportunities. Upcoming catalysts include concentrate test results from both projects and systematic exploration planning at Montabun, where large continuous geological structures have been identified. ES Gold Corp. ESAU, OTQB, ESAUF is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec.
UGI to begin upgrades in Camp Hill next week. UGI Utilities Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Camp Hill on October 1st. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on various streets, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Road closures, detours, and parking restrictions may occur, along with interruptions to natural gas service. The project is expected to be completed by the end of October, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. For more information, visit www.ugi.com.
UGI set to begin system upgrades next week in two Luzerne County boroughs. UGI Utilities Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Edwardsville and Kingston boroughs on October 1st. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to safe and reliable service, with an opportunity for some properties to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on Plymouth Street and Main Street, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Road closures, detours, and parking restrictions may affect drivers, residents, and businesses. some interruptions to natural gas service will occur, requiring property access for inspection and equipment relighting. The new gas main installation is expected to be completed by mid-October, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.